S&P and the gold, which was over $50 higher earlier, now up only about 30, and the price of oil, which was down $2, is now actually up slightly, around 82 bucks a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, August the 19th. It's Friday. Yes, it's Friday. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live off of KCNR1460.com. The chat room's up and already rolling. We're already getting comments about the immigration, what President Obama just did. President Obama just bypassed Congress, my friends, if you haven't seen it. Remember the DREAM Act that was voted down by the Congress? Well, he's starting to implement part of it. So we're going to talk about that during the day. We've got 1,000 things to talk about. We got 800 guests, and best of all, we got Bad Bob.
Yes, I enjoyed the statement from the Napolitano where she said, we're only going to concentrate on the criminal illegal immigrants.
I thought they were all criminals.
Yeah. I was. It's. What do you mean by the word is?
Illegal. Illegal. Yes, President Obama is coming through on his promise to completely destroy the United States. No, I'm just kidding. All right. I just have, you know, you got to keep a happy mood up, right? And we've got really happy news today. Linda is getting ready. As you, probably some of you know, we're going to a family reunion. Yep. It's up at Tehachapi. No, they're not all in the state prison. We're not going up there to visit Uncle Mort, who's been in...
Big ranch down there or whatever, the Teton Ranch
think it
or whatever.
Is. I'm not sure. It's it's a family reunion down there. I've never been there myself. Anyway, it's going to be quite the thing. We'll be back Sunday. 8.5 hours down, 8.5 hours back. I can't wait.
The beautiful scenic route between Stockton and Button Willow is just, you know... Mile after mile after mile.
Well, you know, I'm bringing extra ammunition to be able to shoot from the windows as we're going by, you know, rabbits or things. And come on, just kidding. All right. Hey, it's going to be a great day. What is the weather going to be like today?
Right now, we got 67 degrees downtown. Sunny and hot. The high should be near 97. Tonight's low near 63. A little on the humid side, as we observed last night. Tomorrow should be near 95 again. 67 downtown. And this weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. They've got a North Star out there, the group, the singing group. And they're going to be, and you know, you're going to need to call because they were really having they had a lot of reservations already. But you need to call Anselmo's at 474-5546. Every weekend they fill up out there. And the reason they fill up out there is because the food is outstanding. Ambiance, you can sit out there on the deck or inside the air conditioning. And watch the sunset. It's just beautiful. You know, weddings going on. I mean, just they have it all. That's Anselmo Vineyards, just north of Palisadro, heading toward Shingletown. Okay, some of the things that we wanted to talk about. If you remember, we talked yesterday about John Thode, the World War II veteran, the submariner, whose house, he's 85 years old, whose house had been vandalized by people writing on his house, nasty, horrible things on his house at night. And he had no idea what it was. He had a beautiful home. And they come in there and they do this. Well, since we were talking about it yesterday and it's in the paper and I'm sure other places talked about it, he has been inundated with phone calls from friends. A lot of these friends he didn't even know. That's right. These are people that called. So say, how can I help? How can I help with this? People wanting to donate money, people donating paint, people donating time. And Ed Harrison of Harrison's Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning has offered to pay for the cost to repaint Thode's Grenada Drive home. Ed Harrison, and we know Ed, is a 64-year-old Vietnam veteran, and he owns, like I said, Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. This is the kind of town we have. This is the kind of town that when people say, why, you know, why Reading? This is why. No, not the vandalism. That's rare. It's the fact is how many people leaped up to help this veteran, this man of senior years who has served his country. But I have a feeling, and I know it's true, it would have been anybody in their 80s and this had happened to, the community would have stood up and helped them because that's just the way it is up here. And I can't tell you how proud of everybody I am that have offered to help and they're going to help and make this right for this gentleman. Okay, we're going to take a break, but before we do that, we're going to go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings from Wells Fargo.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 33 points at 10,956. The S&P 500 is up 1 point at 1,141, and the NASDAQ is up 9 at 2389. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 3 cents at $7.04, and General Electric up 4 cents at $15.38. In the bond market, we're finding lowered prices on the Treasury bond this morning, bringing the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.10%. And in the commodity markets, we are finding that gold is up $35.80 at $18.57.80, silver up $1.43 at $42.15, and crude oil down 74 cents at $81.64. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much, Kathy. You know, the gold keeps going. Gold keeps going. And at least the stock market is kind of slowed down from yesterday, a 419-point drop yesterday. Okay, let's talk about a few things. You know why it's fun to do radio downtown, Bad Bob?
Why is it fun to do radio downtown?
Well, yesterday, as we were sitting, we have our we have the studios up front, and then we have our offices and our green room are in the back. So you have to go all the way through all the office spaces to get to where we are. I come walking out, and there's a gentleman there with somebody that works from the other station, and this gentleman comes in, and he is clean, but he is obviously challenged. And he likes to look at, on the wall, there's a lot of record album covers.
Well, this isn't the guy that talks to posters, is it?
No, it's not the guy that talks to posters. Anyway, make a long story short, I come out a few minutes later, and I ask the other guy that's working there, I said, did he leave? And he goes, oh, gosh, I don't know. And it's the bathroom door's closed. So he goes over and knocks on the door and says, are you in there? Yes, I'm going to the bathroom. Well, we don't have a public bathroom, but... So, but what are you going to do? So more time goes by, more minutes go by, and I go over knocking the door. The door opens up. The guy's standing there without any clothes on. He says, I'm going to the bathroom. I said, oh, excuse me, okay. And like 8 minutes later, he comes out, and he's all dressed, and off he goes. And so we've made it real clear is that there is no public bathrooms here. We have people wander in here every so often. You know, I mean, it's just like, okay. But that is, hey, working downtown.
And more to come.
Okay, let's talk about a few things. We're gonna talk about the veterans' home. But we haven't had a break yet, have
we? Really should take a
break. Oh, let's take a break. That's a good idea. Hey, this is Carl and the Bot. This is Free Fire Radio. You know, I'm having such a good time. Let's just keep rocking. 7:13 in the morning.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale. Going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Thank you. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We let that bump music go a little bit longer because Bob is playing air guitar in here. Bad Bob playing
That's
air guitar.
If you haven't seen
Bad Bob playing air guitar, then you haven't seen anything yet. August the 19th at 7:15 in the morning, our guest who just wandered in here. And no, you can't use the bathroom either. Yes. No, you're a guest. You can use the bathroom. Just promise me to keep most of your clothes on. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Office. I don't know if you heard. Oh, you were walking around. We had somebody walk in here yesterday that was.
I think I missed it. I was using the bathroom at the time you were talking about it.
Well, I don't see how you can miss it. It's a kind of a small bathroom there. Meets all the requirements we need, but it's not a public bathroom. I like to make that clear to everybody. Anyway, Bob Dunlap, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. You're hearing something serious. This is about the Veterans Home.
Yeah, a lot of hot button issues today, Carl, and I'd like to talk about a lot of things, but we should stick to the Veterans Home issue. But, you know, I want to thank you first for continuing to play that the public service announcement about the widow's pension. A lot of stations played that for a few weeks, but, you know, this is a really important issue for our community and letting the widows of our war-era veterans know that they may have some help out there. So we very much appreciate KCNR continuing to play that information and let those widows know there's help for them.
Well, there is, you know, and the fact is that there is no end date on these things. I mean, it just keeps going on. And we always are going to make room for, you know, announcements for veterans, for veterans issues, for veterans events going on because, I mean, hell. We started with the veterans issues, and we're going to continue that. I mean, it's not something we talk about every second of the day, but we need to. Everybody should give some air to it. So, you know, I mean, especially widows of veterans, and like this story yesterday, John Thode,
right,
taken care of. So
yeah, this is a community that really supports our veterans, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to be here this morning is to talk about how the community can get behind Assembly Bill 38. And let me capture what 38 is in just a second. Let me tell you a little bit, remind folks a little bit about the Veterans Home. We broke ground for the Veterans Home on Knighton Road last May, the 21st of May. Governor Schwarzenegger was there. Dignitaries from all over the state and the United States were there to break ground for our Veterans Home. A great event. Veterans were feeling really pumped that the state is behind them now and really cared about veterans.
I drive past that every morning, and it's just a beehive of activity right now. It would be such a shame after all this energy to put it on ice.
Well, it is, Bob, and actually there's five neighborhoods that comprise the Veterans Home. And if you think of the home in a pattern of your hand, there's five neighborhoods, and you take one finger, and that would be neighborhood E, which would be residential care for the elderly. That neighborhood is complete and almost ready to move into, and they're working on the other four neighborhoods as we speak. The four levels of care in five neighborhoods include two 30-bed units called residential care for the elderly, a skilled nursing facility, another 30 beds there, skilled nursing facility memory care, another 30 beds there, and residential care for the elderly, 30 beds there. Well, Governor Schwarzenegger proclaimed at the groundbreaking that we honor our veterans. We will never forget our veterans. Well, old governor, new governor, and we're trying to tighten our belts and cut some things out of the budget.
How about cutting out those billions of dollars for illegal aliens?
So, what the
I mean, that's just my opinion. You know, if you're going to cut, let's start cutting there before you cut the veterans home that's already being built. But now I think they said they think they found some money.
Though. We might have found some money. And that's what Assembly Bill 38 is going to help us do. A couple of months ago, Assemblyman Perea introduced 1422, which would allow the Secretary of VA California to use unused funds to operate the Veterans Home. It didn't really get into specifics. Assemblywoman Halderman introduced on the 15th of August, just a couple of days ago, AB 38, which identifies where the money is going to come from, how much is going to be spent, and yes, that it will get these veterans home back on track and get them open on time, which would be May of 2012 as opposed to January 2013.
Okay, now this is my favorite part. Where's the money coming from?
All right, good question. There is $300 million allocated toward prison infrastructure. There, Assemblywoman Halderman,
chortling in the background.
Assemblywoman Halderman's staff has identified that between $8 and $10 million of that has not been used. Well, of course, AB 1422 gives the Secretary of VA California to use unused funds. She identified $8.1 million that could be split between the Redding Home and the Fresno Home, which would get these things back on track. So, prison infrastructure money. $8.1 million could be used toward getting our veterans home up and running. That's
so we just had like $8 to $10 million laying around in the prison fund, and Republican Linda Halderman found it. And now this is this bill has been co-sponsored though by Jim Nielsen and Senator LaMalfa and
Dan Logue also.
Dan Logue is in it. But here's the bottom line: is we may have found the money, and if this is true, the only thing they have to do is vote on it. But we as citizens. Okay, what else?
We need to get behind this.
We need to get in there and write and
we
call.
We need to let Jim Nielsen know that we are behind this bill, and please push this thing through. What we expect to happen in Sacramento is for 1422 and AB 38 to go before committee at the same time. One's a Republican bill, one's a Democrat bill. And the committee will find the best out of both pieces of legislation and make one bill that the governor would be able to sign. And we expect that because this is an extraordinary session bill, that this may see fruition very soon. So we're very optimistic, but we don't want to miss the chance to have our community get behind this. Let Senator LaMalfa know, let Jim Nielsen know, you know, let all of our representatives know, and contact your friends from out of county and let those folks know as well.
Okay. All right. We have to take a break. Our guest is Bob Dunlap from, he's our Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and we're talking about Assembly Bill 38. And was it 1422? What it does is identifies funds out there that aren't being used that we can shift over and use for the veterans home, not just ours, but others that are under construction, which means now they can come back and be on time. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's out getting us ready for a trip today. It's 7:21 in the morning, August the 19th. 605-4567 is our number, and it looks like 299, they've got a wreck up there that's slowing things down. It was a logging truck rolled over, so if you're heading up in that direction, it's slow traffic up there. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Ginsu knife. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the state fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one. Free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It lasts for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and the Botlin are getting us ready for a trip today. 7:25 in the morning. It's August the 19th. That was Bob Dunlap was just here talking about. It looks like we've got, they've identified funds. It doesn't mean they have the funds. For the VA homes to continue them going. Maurice Johannesson, Senator Maurice Johannesson, one of our stalwarts when it comes to veterans issues, has been on the phones with people and all that. He says that, you know, he believes their hearts are in the right place. They will do the right thing, that this will continue to go and will open up on time. I hope so. I hope that they find it in their hearts in Sacramento to take money out of that's unused money and be able to put it back into a veterans project. Bob's going to be on next week again. And we're going to be talking about funding that has been found on a grant for homeless veterans, which is going to be an interesting project. Okay. Hey, if you got kids, you're going to school. They got to have a whooping cough inoculation. All kids in California now have to have a whooping cough inoculation because there's been a upswing. Now you said, what's a big upswing? I think they said they've had 17 cases in Shasta County through July, which is a lot. We've had it's usually whooping cough. It's never been a problem. It started up again. However, now the kids are going to have to get these Tdap shots. Tdap is what they're called. And the public health will do it, but or you can get them from your private, you know, doctor, or you can get them from some of the different drugstores here in town. One of the people said that I have a problem with it because we have there's mercury in the inoculations. Well, according to the public health people here, there's no mercury in there. I was reading, and somebody was telling me, and we were looking at inoculations for babies. I think babies have something like 75 or 100 inoculations before they're like 3 years old for different things. And, you know, I'm just wondering if, I don't know, it must be working in some cases, but what all the inoculations do to people? Is that do you see that as a problem there, Bad Bomb?
I think that we are over-inoculating for some things. I think there are you do need to – things like polio, life-ending, life-changing diseases, we need to be very worried about. But I think we've gone too far in the other direction, and we're over-inoculating. And I think as a result, from a genetic standpoint, we're weakening the stock, you know. We're making ourselves more susceptible to a variety of things by weakening our own immune systems. I see that as a problem.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think every once in a while you do need to get the sniffles and power up your immune system.
Yeah, you can't protect for everything. The fact is that what happens if something that we've inoculated ourselves so well that then that foreign invader hits your body and there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah. Well, it's like some of these flu. We are so overdue historically for a massive flu epidemic that we've had a couple of close calls and. When one of these things hits and our medical system gets absolutely overwhelmed, it is not going to be a pretty picture.
Which, by the way, Dr. Doug McConnell is going to be on the show Monday. We're going to be talking about health here. I was surprised to hear the other day that how many doctors have been leaving town here and are shedding their practices down. I mean, we're not talking like two or three. We're talking into the teens that have just, you know, they've either retired or they've started something else.
And we're not training enough new doctors to fill the shoes. Where are they going to come from?
Well, I tell you what, it's not going to get any better. When you start seeing some of the things that are happening, you know, with the Obamacare, that's why, you know, the system needs to be tweaked. Yes. System needs to be tweaked. It needs to be changed in parts. But the idea of the national health insurance being shot down right now in federal courts, the whole Obamacare system, I believe, rests on that. And if that doesn't happen, then I think it goes away. However, there's still changes that have to be made in the health care system. I mean, if you lose your job and you get another one, your health care shouldn't have to go for years without health care because you know, one company closed down, but you got hired by another. I got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll see who's out there. It's always a surprise who comes in here sometimes.
Don't you love live radio?
But if nothing else, we're going to be talking about Herger's running again.
From the Fox Business Network, the Dow is down and early morning trading as concern about the global economy and the health of the European banking system continues to take a toll on Wall Street. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down roughly 102 points. Shares of Hewlett-Packard are trading down more than 20% and dragging the Dow down with it. HP is spinning off its PC division as part of a plan to restructure its business. The tech giant confirms it's negotiating a purchase plan with UK software company Autonomy Corporation. JP Morgan is cutting its fourth quarter GDP estimate for the United States, saying risks of a recession are, and this is a quote, clearly elevated. The bank now expects growth of just 1%, down from the original estimate of 2.5%. This comes on the heels of decisions by both Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs to slash their global growth forecasts. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
At Walgreens, I'm not just a prescription. I'm Claire, and my doctor told me I have high cholesterol. Suddenly, I have to think about what I can eat, how much I should exercise, how often I'll take my new medication.
Every prescription filled at Walgreens goes through a 10-point safeguard check that reviews your current Walgreens health record for allergies and potentially harmful drug interactions, because we know you have a lot on your mind. To learn more about our 10-point safeguard check, talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading and ask about their money-saving home and auto insurance package discounts. SFI Insurance Services has a full line of coverages for commercial, residential, and individual needs. SFI Insurance Services has over 60 years of combined experience serving the insurance needs of people in Northern California just like you. You can be confident that they'll be there when you need them. SFI Insurance Services, your premier insurance agency. 1322 Butte Street across from the bus station in Reading. When you need insurance, think SFI Insurance Services.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bot. 7:35 in the morning, August the 19th. It's is that right up there, that temperature there, Bad Bomb?
Actually, it's one of those things I need to refresh, and I'll give you a number here in just a moment. Love the internet. 71, actually.
71 degrees. And it's going to go up to in the higher 90s today. But it looks like it may cool off over the weekend, but next week it looks like we could have triple digit on a day or two. I don't know why they say. I every time I drive around town, it's 102, 103. I don't know where they get 95s unless they're like taking it, you know, 1,000 feet in
the
air.
Well, you know, Shasta County has like 18 microclimates. So from one side of Redding to the other, because of the way the air flows, you can have a 10-degree variance.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Dave, good morning.
Hey, all right, folks. Here we go. And what are you going to get for? Hey, what's going on there, Carl? Bob? Hey, listen, guys.
Are you in a fish tank, dude?
You know what? I'm stirring stuff, and it's got to be 90 degrees out here at my shop.
I know. I mean,
I'm in a microclimate of 90.
Are you in a microclimate of a Harley seat?
Well, you're in a big metal box for one thing.
I hope your hands are all over a Harley seat today.
You know what? That's what I'm working on right now. Oh, okay. As we speak, a Harley seat. Yeah. Hey, I heard something special is going to happen tomorrow, and I just wanted to confirm it with you because you're the boss.
And what's that? You mean that we've expanded the Let's Sell It hour to 2 hours for tomorrow morning?
We have expanded Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave Radio Flea Market tomorrow morning only for 2 hours. We're going to just stir it up and see what we can do with the county. You know what? Ernie's running around getting stuff. He's running all over town looking for yard sales that we could put on that show tomorrow.
Well, you know what? This is, and here's the thing, is people, when they call in, it's free. You got something to sell, you call Ernie Dave, you just call 605-4567 and say, I've got this to sell. Now, the only thing you don't sell is weapons, children, and animals, right?
We do not sell body parts. We do not sell weapons or ammunition. We do, Ernie came up with free with no rehoming fee for animals or critters or whatever. You can't charge for the cages, you can't charge for the tack, can't charge for the feed. It's free with no rehoming fee. So, you know, Ernie's on it, dude. He's the brains behind this outfit.
Okay. All
that's
right.
Why
so
it's called Ernie and Dave.
Okay, and that's from 7. That'll be on from 7 to 9 tomorrow. A one-time deal for everybody.
One-time.
We've got a lot of people to call in. If you've got something to sell, you call Ernie and Dave.
That's right. If you got something to sell, you got something going on in the community, you can call us also because we'll spread the word. We're not afraid, folks. We'll spread the word. Give us a call. We're there. We're there for you. So, Carl, spread it out. Get them calling. And I want you to call in the morning. I don't care where you're at.
I'll do that. You know what? We'll do a prison sale in Tehachapi. So
there you go.
Okay, thanks a lot there, Indian.
Okay, you guys have a wonderful day. Don't get too hot today.
Okay,
huh?
Don't hurt yourself on working on that seat.
No way.
All right. Take care. You know what? Community radio. Gotta love it. Yeah, tomorrow, Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. You know, it is the North State Flea Market show, and they sell everything. People get on there, and I've seen them sell a car in 5 minutes. Is this something? And it's something that they offer for people that you can check in and see what's for sale. If you got something for sale. All right, let's talk. Herger. Congressman Herger says he's going to be running again. There's a gentleman by the name of Gregory Cheadle, who is a 54-year-old real estate broker from Happy Valley, says he's going to run. He's going to run against Herger. That Herger voted for the raising of the debt limit, and that this is wrong. He's not listening to his constituents. And Congressman Herger has said he isn't going to step down. There may be rumors about it that they're training somebody or, you know, grooming somebody to take his place, but he's elected. He's going to stay, and he's going to run again here in 2012. It doesn't surprise me a bit. He's had great success here in the North State. I don't know who would be running against him. However, I do hear that Jim Reed, a Democrat,
going to take another try at it.
He's going to take another run at it. I've heard that. And we'll have Jim Reed on. We'll talk about that. They're talking about how I think that Congressman Herger is like the 41st wealthiest congressman. And he says, you know, hey, look, I've inherited things. I've been, I'm a businessman. Yeah, you know, frankly, punishing somebody if they've acquired their wealth, if they've acquired their wealth legally and without shenanigans. I don't understand that part.
Right. Penalizing success is this concept that just has me scratching my head, because what's your incentive to succeed and do anything? It didn't work out so well for the Soviet Union, where everybody was supposed to share everything equally. That didn't work out so hot.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go here real quick. The guys that built the Cypress Street Bridge have come in with $20 million worth of claims. So saying, hey, it cost us more than we thought, driving those posts into the Sacramento River. $20 million. They originally came in with $8 million, an $8 million overage. Now it's $20 million. And the city of Redding and this company are locked in a death struggle over this one. The money will come, like 85% of it comes from probably state coffers or feds. We still have to come up. If we have to come up with that other 15%, which would take out all the money we're going to be using to be fixing our roads here, the question I have is it built in the contract that whatever it is, you're going to have a 10% cost overrun?
Are these change orders?
I mean, is this the type of thing? Is that, hey, oh, yeah, we can spend more. We bid $100 million on this, whatever it is, I haven't looked at. We bid $100 million on this. We're going to do it for $100 million. And then they come in, oh, it cost us $122 million. Well, okay.
That means you didn't bid smart.
Okay, it's cost you $122 million. Why did it cost, was it going to be $108 million, in June? Now it's $122 million. It's because we were fighting the $8 million. Okay, let's ask for $20 million and take $8 million. Is that the idea? Is this something like you see in yard sales? Hey, I'll give you 50 cents for that mixing bowl. No, I'll, 75 cents. I just find it interesting how we can do this. How we can come in on a bid on a contract and come in at $20 million under because of you haven't figured on. So I didn't figure that the bottom of the Sacramento River would be this hard to drive our pillars into. Oh, well, excuse me, isn't this your job?
Yeah.
Isn't this your job to know these things? I mean, don't you kind of like check that before you do it? Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. It looks like those were talking about cost overruns. Let's talk about Turtle Bay is at war with the unions right here in town about prevailing wage. And then before we get out of here today, we're going to talk about President Obama circumventing the DREAM Act and how they're keeping over 300,000 illegals in our country as they check case by case. And they've made the statement they're not going to kick out the illegals, just the bad illegals. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Bingo is giving back at Wind River Casino. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN.
1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. And Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's getting us ready for a trip today, 7:46 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Supervisor Judy Moore. Supervisor up from Trinity County is on her way down, but there was that wreck on 299. She called and said she may be running a little bit late. So we'll just continue to push on until Judy gets in here. I'm going to skip over this one thing. I'm just going to go right to the U.S. Here's the headline. U.S. to focus on deporting criminals. Well, you know what what it doesn't tell you is that we've got 300,000 illegals that are getting ready to deport, right? And what they're doing, a case-by-case review. Now, this is a case-by-case review of 300,000 illegal immigrants facing possible deportation in federal immigration courts. She said what they're doing is they're going to take the convicted criminals and who might be a national security or public safety threat and leave the other ones. Well, I thought they were here illegally. They're kind of like criminals. That's what I thought. And they're saying here, you know, what this is they have bypassed the Dream Act, whatever that thing. What was it called? The Dream Act?
The Dream Act.
Yeah. The Dream Act. The Congress voted it down, and there was a reason for voting it down. And so what Obama has done is he circumvented them, and he has said when he was at the meeting, the organization with La Raza, that he wishes he could do it just himself without working with Congress. But gosh, that's just the way it is. We have to work
political process.
That daggone, three legs of the stool there. And they're saying from a law enforcement and public safety perspective, DHS enforcement resources must continue to be focused on our highest priorities. I've got no problem with that. But these are people who have already been arrested. So what they've done is we're not going to deport people. We're not going to deport them unless they've got, something specific that the White House itself says, oh, no, we'll deport this one. We won't deport that one. I guess it's a good thing they can't just come down and say, bad Bob, we're going to deport you. Well, is that the next thing?
They got to keep resources free so they can keep an eye on those pesky veterans,
Yeah, well, they've created a working group that appears to have a specific purpose of overruling on a case-by-case basis an immigration court's final order of removal. And that means people that are here illegally, that they've been caught, they go in front of the court. A judge says, okay, you're going to be deported. The White House puts it on hold. For how long? And you're telling me they're going to be able to keep those 300,000 cases. How long do you think it'll take to do a case? No, I mean, really, how many hours do you think it takes to do a case? Let's just say it takes 2 hours.
Do we pay for their lawyers? I want to know that one. Who's paying for the lawyers who advocate for these people?
We do. I mean, it's public funds. They're not paying. It's public funds because they need a lawyer. So it's public funds. It's like public defender here. Public funds. Go for the public defender. And so, but But, okay, 300,000 cases at an average of 2 hours per case. 600,000 hours. Now, what happens if their lawyer then says, wait a minute, you made a mistake here. I think you need to get back to the bottom of the stack here. 600,000 hours. I'm not smart enough to figure that one out, Bad Bob. How many years is that?
I don't know. You cannot.
I mean, say, how many people are you going to have? 1,000 people working on this? On each one? I mean, so you've got 1,000, you know, so you can do 5 cases, you know, you do 500,000 cases.
And no, that's not what's going to happen. You got all the paper pushers, yeah. and the you got a forest of paper for every case. It's enough to just have you scratch your head and go, what's going on here?
Obviously, President Obama is pro illegal immigration. I mean, that's what it seems like. You know, I'm thinking is that, you know, they pick and choose which laws they want to enforce. And now he's out again. You know, by the way, you know, stock market's not as bad as it was, but it's, in, you know, again, a large loss yesterday. It's losing again today. Gold's going through the roof. And where's President Obama? Let me think. Oh, that's right. He's going up to on vacation.
Oh, he's taking another vacation. Going to work on his golf game.
You know what? The White House says the office is always with him. It's with him when he's in the house on the beach. It's with him when he's on the golf cart. It's with him on the basketball
court. Yeah,
it's with him with all, because people carry, you know, follow him around with, you know, with with satellite communications and computers, and he sits down in between quarters in the basketball game, and he, you know, he solves some crises like, what are we going to do about jobs? I mean, you know, he's sitting there, he's playing, you know, it mind's invigorated by the exercise. He sits down, he types something there on how we're going to add jobs to our economy.
By increasing taxes on businesses, that's the solution.
Well, the thing is that he has not come up with that. He has not shown us these things. And you know what? And taking a vacation, I'm all for vacations. I wonder what they're like, because most small businesses don't take vacations longer than a day or two, or they get off on a Friday afternoon because they're working in these conditions. But the president, who runs the largest business in the world, not the most successful, but the largest, takes his time off. Hey, I got to take a break. Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, listen, head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Columbia Supremo.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil. And who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by. And even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. I'm a Free Fire Media, Carl Lindebaum. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Discounts to veterans, but it's the finest place to get coffee at Espresso Joe's there. They will fix the cup of coffee you want. They've got a Oreo Blast this month that's, an icy drink that's only $3.50, but I promise you it'll be a blast. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And Joe and Shelley do a lot for this community. They do an awful lot for this community. Tobacco and Brew, it's one of our favorite places. The people working there are great, friendly, professional. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let's go to the phones. John, good morning. Have I tweaked you a little bit, John?
Oh, Carl, you know what? If I hear this illegal immigration thing one more time, I think I'm going to probably go crazy. You know, the redefinition of illegal immigrants as being a new group of potential voters that need to be pandered to and catered to by the in-office president is enough to make me want to puke. Excuse the language here, but
I wonder about what goes on. I wonder what goes on, John. What are people thinking about here? Where have we gotten to the point where we can't open up a veterans home because we're short cash, and yet we spend billions in the state on illegals? And I just don't understand this. I mean, you know, we spend more money on a month for medical care on an average for a prisoner. In this case, it would be an illegal alien prisoner than you do for people just, you know, living here in our state. $1,000 a month on medical care.
And that's for the incarcerated ones. The non-incarcerated ones have social services provided to them in sufficient quantity that we could balance our budget.
I know.
And take the veterans to the curb in the meanwhile.
I'm to the point where I'm almost lost with this redefining of terms. You know, illegal doesn't mean illegal anymore.
Only the criminal ones.
It means put on hold.
Yeah.
Until such time as the election's over with, and then.
Well, it just means what you want it to mean.
Exactly. But you know what? The other things, the other terms that are being redefined, such as Buy American, means you can go ahead and have your buses built in Canada. That's in the American continent.
Is Obama's bus, was it built in the United States?
It may have been built there, but it was modified to the tune of $1.1 million in Canada to make it safe for him to ride around.
Now, here's the other thing that came out the other day, and I think, I forget who brought it up, might have been Bad Bob here, about the San Francisco bridge, that they're doing all this work on it, or the bridge down in San Francisco, and it's a Chinese company that got the contract because we don't make the steel and we don't have the expertise to build to repair a bridge in our own country. Have we gotten to that point where we can't even make the bus for the president safe enough? We've got to go to another country?
The interesting thing about, and yes, Carl, I mean, I'm as outraged by this as you are, but the steel that you're talking about that is being provided by China for that bridge is reprocessed steel that they bought scrap from the United States.
Oh, yeah.
And reprocessed and sold back to us after they did this.
Yeah. I wonder how much of the steel from those buildings was sold
to China.
To China and other places like that.
Or given to them for the cleaning up process.
I don't know.
I'm just getting so fed up with this thing. We don't have a federal government that is responsive to the best interest of the United States. I don't know how else to say it but that. Our president is not responding to the interest of the people.
You know what? And I don't care. You know what political party he is. It's that,
I don't either.
The fact is that if it was Republican, he's in over his head, and we're in trouble here. Okay,
we got to run. Person again.
Yeah, we got to run.
Bye.
Got time for the news. Hey, John, thanks a lot for your phone call.
You're welcome, Carl.
Hey, it's Carl and the Bot. This is Free Fire Radio. We're getting ready to take a break for the news and coming back with our guest if she can get past the wreck in 299.
More coming up on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's hard to figure out Wall Street.
At this point, I have to just ride it out.
Me and everyone else, seeing a seesaw lately, down big yesterday, rebounding a little now. Fox Business Network's Lori Rothman, live watching the markets.
Hi there. Well, we're up right now. Dow Jones Industrial is up about 20 points. Stocks rallying today, shaking off earlier losses. Dow opened up down some 100 points, but we've recouped all of that and then some. Now, this is a big change from yesterday when the benchmark S&P 500 sank 4.5%. A lot of concern about a possible global recession. Now, yesterday's losers among today's best performers, you've got metals and mining stocks in the lead, driven by big gains in gold. Precious metal trading as high as $1,881.40 per troy ounce. That is a new record high. Retail stocks also rallying. You've got Gap, Best Buy, Urban Outfitters all up more than 3%. Technology, tech stocks lagging. However, big problem with tech right now. Hewlett-Packard, HP shares plunging 20%. This is the world's largest PC maker. Company saying it may have to spin off its business, also lowering its outlook for the current year.
Again, Wall Street seeing a little gain today. One guy got the death penalty, two got life. Now, nearly 20 years after being sent away for killing three boys, those three convicts are back in court this hour in Arkansas, possibly to be set free. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Dave, they're called the West Memphis Three. They were convicted of the horrific murders of three Boy Scouts in 1993 in a case which kept the nation's attention with stories of satanic cults. Some argue they were convicted solely on testimony from one of the three who was mentally disabled. The testimony differed from forensics. The AP reports a new plea deal could be agreed upon today, which would have at least some release. It would allow them to maintain their innocence while admitting prosecutors have evidence that might win a conviction. Dave.
Evan, the U.S. call for Syria's president to step down, not answered today. At least 10 more deaths of protesters. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Walgreens, I'm not just a prescription. I'm Claire, and my doctor told me I have high cholesterol. Suddenly, I have to think about what I can eat, how much I should exercise, how often I'll take my new medication.
Every prescription filled at Walgreens goes through a 10-point safeguard check that reviews your current Walgreens health record for allergies and potentially harmful drug interactions, because we know you have a lot on your mind. To learn more about our 10-point safeguard check, talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Anders Breivik being told to stay isolated by himself in jail for a while longer. Not allowed to be involved in the case against him. He's the lone wolf terrorist accused of killing 77 people.
He will avail himself of such an opportunity unless he is held in solitary confinement.
That is a judge through a translator. We've had a few storms so far this season in the Atlantic, but nothing big, but few more could be coming.
The tropics are very active, with Tropical Depression Number 8 just off the coast of Honduras. It is forecast to skirt the northern coast and then become Tropical Storm Harvey, with a landfall tomorrow night near the Guatemala-Belize border. Behind this, a tropical wave east of the Lesser Antilles is expected to develop this weekend and perhaps affect Puerto Rico and or Hispaniola early next week. This system could also potentially threaten the U.S. late next week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News Radio.
Japan had a brief tsunami scare today after a magnitude 6.8 aftershock off the coast, but no tidal wave ever surfaced. In Michigan, yabba dabba, don't.
A Michigan man faces a long list of traffic charges for following in the footsteps of Fred Flintstone. Literally.
Yabba dabba do!
A road Roseville police video camera captured the 24-year-old using his feet to try to stop a pickup truck with faulty brakes. Witnesses say he reached speeds of about 40 miles per hour and was able to stop at least two times. But eventually he hit four vehicles. Police say he said he was going to fix the brakes when he got home, adding, "This guy is no rocket scientist." He was arrested for reckless driving and driving on a suspended license. Sal Giangrasso, Fox News Radio.
The car at the heart of the Casey Anthony murder case? Now scrap metal. Her dad took it to the junkyard. Prosecutors claimed there was evidence Kaylee's body was in the trunk. The defense successfully disputed that. Again, on Wall Street, we're seeing some gains. The Dow up 12. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, 8:05 in the morning, August the 19th. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we're chatting there. And you know what? We're getting thousands of hits on that website. Thank you, and thousands, you know, a lot of people checking out that Facebook page, too, when you talk about who's going to be on the show and all that. We appreciate that from all of our listeners. Wow. Yeah, Linda's getting us ready for a trip today, and I'm going to launch out of here. We're heading up the road, family reunion type thing. It's going to be an interesting event. Hey, Bad Bob, speaking of interesting, here's Bad Bob.
I'm working on the visual of a guy stopping his pickup truck by dragging his feet.
You know what? I've seen, power brakes on a truck from Arkansas. You know, the guy's got big feet. He's doing that. What's the weather look like?
Looks like it's going to be sunny and hot today. It shouldn't hit the century mark, though. We're looking for high around 97. Might be a little warmer depending on where you're at. Tonight, 63 for a low, and then 95 again tomorrow. And currently, we're showing about 72 downtown. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Well, we're going to have Anselmo Vineyards is going to have North Star out there tomorrow playing, and they are a very popular group. You need reservations. You got to call 474-5546. They've already got a lot going on out there. If they have enough people, they'll move them into another venue up there in Anselmo's. But you go up there, the food's great. These guys are really good. They're, been on TV. They've got a number of CDs they've released. In fact, they were on the show yesterday, and we played a few. Bob, find some bump music, and we'll play them sometime during this time here as we're going out or coming back in. Our guest today is Trinity Supervisor Judy Morris. But Judy gave us a call earlier, and there's a wreck at Bad Bob Marble
Poker Bar.
Poker Bar. There's a wreck. A logging truck rolled over, so they've kind of really backed up traffic there. So she's trying to make her way in. I hope she makes it. Judy's a great woman, a great representative for up there, and I wanted to talk to her about what was going on in Trinity County with the possible redistricting, and that they're going to be moving into a completely different district. And also, what's going on with the marijuana problem? Is it we just haven't heard about it lately, but is it still a big problem up there? The growers everywhere. Anyway, when she comes in, we'll get a chance to talk to her. We want to talk about some things that are going on this week. And besides that, the fact of Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, a North State flea market, we're going to expand it another hour tomorrow from 7 to 9 just to hear them for another hour as they sell everything that could be possibly be sold except ammunition, guns, people, body parts, those kind of things. I've seen them sell cars and everything. Okay, we're going to take a quick break before we get started. But before we do that, we're going to have Kathy Lathrop Cummings from Wells Fargo. Tell us some good news there, Kathy.
Well, good morning, everyone. The good news is the markets are still there. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 17 points at 10,972. The S&P 500 is up fractionally at 1,140, and the NASDAQ is up 7 at 2,388. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 4 cents at $6.97, Hewlett-Packard down $5.73 at 2,378. Stocks of local interest, Pepsi is down 60 cents at $62.49. North Valley Bank is unchanged at $9.76, and Bank of Commerce is up 2 cents at $3.38. In the bond market, we're finding higher prices on the 30-year Treasury yield, bringing that to 3.40%. In the commodity markets, gold is up $31.50 at $18.5350. Silver is up $1.18 at $41.90, and crude oil is up 40 cents at $82.78. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors LLC for KCNR.
Thanks a lot, Kathy. You know what? Yes, Kathy.
Bright and cheerful.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, the good news, it's not down like it was yesterday. It's just barely. You know what? This is a tough time. And you've got to trust whoever's helping you with your money, because things are tough right now. Now, frankly, I feel like a complete idiot for not listening to Bruce Compton 4 years ago, who looked at me in the eye and he said, "You know, you ought to buy gold."
Mm.
4 years ago, he says, "I'm buying," and I'm looking at him, and here's another veteran, rides a Harley. Great guy, and he says, "You ought to buy gold." And you know what? If he had what was gold 4 years ago? I mean, let's still check that out. Somebody needs to check out what gold was 4 years ago in silver. And just so I can feel really stupid, got to take a break here. It's Carl on the Bot, KCNR 1460, 8:10 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
And 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table. And get peace of mind today for less.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Advantage Eye Care is bringing you this segment with Dr. Joseph Leia, our optometrist of choice. 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. 223-2325 is how you get a hold of him. He's been in Reading here for 20 years. He has an on-site lab, contact lenses and glasses for the entire family. You know, people of all ages. He can help people of all ages, from your children to your grandparents. Everybody, that's Dr. Joseph Leia. You've only got two eyes. You got to take care of them. And Dr. Joseph Leia will do that. Okay. Our supervisor from Trinity County has just arrived. Bob, why don't you help Judy in and get her set up, and I'll just continue to prattle on here while you do that. You know, we're talking about gold. Gold's up to $1,853 right now. Four years ago, it had to have been well under $1,000, I would say. It just was kind of fortuitous that one of our sponsors, Patriot Gold and Silver, was just on. And Jake Ryan is the guy from down there. He's down there in off of Eureka Way in that shopping center down there, and up Bonaventura next to what is that? Is that Sunset Market down there? I think it is. He's in that same shopping center. Bonaventura. Go down and see Jake. He'll give you a good deal, and he's not one of these people that they kind of flow in here on a weekend and say they're going to give you the best prices and don't. But yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you today?
Good.
Except for the little delay. My apologies, but that's always a chance.
Not your fault here. Trinity County Supervisor.
Where is Poker Bar anyway?
Kind of right between, not kind of, but between Weaverville and Redding, as you start hitting right before the Lewiston cutoff.
Okay.
So I had to go through Lewiston, come down, and come back through to Redding. So.
My gosh. Well, thank you so much. I mean, we would have understood if, you know, if you couldn't have made it down today because of that. I mean, I saw that. I saw a wreck, and I thought, I wonder exactly where that is, you know, on there when you get on 290. Because when you get a wreck on that road.
You're stuck.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're stuck.
So I caught it early enough to find another route.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thanks for the invitation.
Well, we want to talk about Trinity County. There's a lot going on up there,
yes,
and we don't.
There is.
We've heard us all the way up there, so we need to talk to you about what's going on. What's going on in Trinity County? Redistricting. I mean, there's all types of stuff going on.
Well, gosh. Let's start. As of late last fall, our CAO retired.
Right.
And as chair of the board of this year, myself and deputy CAO have been trying to keep the trains running on time.
Okay.
So that has kept me very, very busy. And as we also are in the process of recruiting for a new CAO.
Right.
Another little interested tidbit is we have a 4-woman majority board of supervisors.
Is that a first?
It's a first. It also could be a first in the state.
4 women
for
the Board of Supervisors.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I know, that shocks me.
I think we need a little affirmative action up in Trinity County here, Judy. I mean, you know, 4-1, okay? But I think we need to have a special fund put aside for some men to run, you know, perhaps a little, you know, bringing in a little, you know, outside help from the feds to help men run in Trinity County.
Yeah. I know it shocks you, Carl, but actually...
No, it doesn't shock me. It's that because I know you, and I know that there's probably other women just like you, you know, intelligent, strong, you know, articulate. No, it doesn't surprise me. It just doesn't give us much of a chance.
I know, but we're fair. We're fair to Supervisor Yeagle. He takes it in great fun. We take a lot of jokes, and we do have... It's, as you had mentioned earlier, we have a lot of things going on, and I will say I'm very proud of this board. We have a nice rapport with each other. We don't always agree. I know people are thinking, oh, 4 women, you always agree. Let me tell you, we don't always agree.
Oh, no, I've always found that, you know, and from my experience in listening to women, 4 women together means that there's a fight all the time. It's why I can never understand the idea of polygamy. I mean, why would you marry more than 1 woman who can already take you to task? Now you've got 4 or 5, and then they join up together, then they fight each other. I mean, it's...
But, you know, we there's not a lot of fighting. As chair, I don't really allow that on the board. I allow healthy disagreements, but and we may not always have the same vote coming out on issues. And the other, I think, misnomer people have... tried to test this board on as well. It's 4 women. We can intimidate that board. And we've had some very serious issues come up, as you know. And let me tell you, this board's a very strong board, and these women do not get intimidated very easily. So it's been a fascinating thing to watch over the issues we've had to encounter. And we keep plugging along.
Well, let's talk about what's been the biggest issue facing you all here?
Well, of course, there's a handful. You know, we're looking at having to trim $1 million from our budget, not knowing, you know, the whole state financial issues, and that all get handed down to all the counties.
Right, and
so,
we've had, you know, the Shasta County people on, and I can imagine you all must be facing it, maybe on a, you know, it's going to probably be just as hard. That what you're doing. I mean,
right.
For law enforcement and public, you know, helping people in with the public health and
absolutely.
All that.
Absolutely. And that $1 million we're having to trim is from our general fund. So that does help. That money is typically that goes to libraries, mm-hmm. law enforcement, you know, those things that aren't necessarily funneled through the state with state and federal dollars. Yeah, so that's, you know, something we've been struggling with all year. You know, our big scare that we, you know, dodged a bullet on, as all counties did, was our VLF funding, which also helped fund our law enforcement.
Yeah, that had a huge impact up here. We're talking like about $3 million.
Yeah, and to us it was almost $1 million. So yeah, that would have been another $1 million. And given what we're experiencing up there, that would have just been devastating. So I know Shasta County, along with our neighbor on Humboldt and Siskiyou, everybody has been lobbying all the supervisors on that VLF funding, which was so crucial to law enforcement.
Find out something that will take its place that's not, you know, they got a 2-year sunset on it.
Right, and there was movement to keep extending it, and it's always used as a political football when really we're talking about public safety and helping keeping your neighborhood safe.
Yeah.
And in a downturn economy, more shenanigans happen, and that would increase the need for law enforcement. So it's the financial stuff that we're always, as Shasta County, dealing with. And, of course, we've had probably a lot of press on the marijuana issue.
Okay, well, look, we've got to take a break here. Mm-hmm. Let's take a break and come back and talk about that, because I had a tour up mm-hmm. around Hayfork mm-hmm. with Supervisor Hurdle
mm-hmm.
Months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I was astounded by mm-hmm. what I saw. And I sure would like to have an update from you about if there's been changes or if it's kind of like...
No, we're thick in it. But we're making changes and improvements. So.
Great. Okay. Carl and the bot. Linda's getting us ready for a quick trip we're going on. This is Free Fire Radio.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Break out your leather. It's time again for the Haven Humane's annual Dog Pound Poker Run. Saturday, September 10th. Registration starts at 8 a.m. at Wind River Casino, where breakfast will be served to all registrants. The Poker Run roars through the foothills, collecting cards for your poker hand. Ride concludes at Lakeshore Inn and RV Park in Lakehead, where festivities and creative bike games will resume, along with a tri-tip and chicken dinner, as the live band fills the air for plenty of dancing. Prizes will be awarded to high and low hand. Pre-registration is $35. Event day, $40. For more information or pre-registration, call 241-5262. That's 241-5262. You can find more information at havenhumane.net.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join the conversation in our chat room.
KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Vaught. 8:25 in the morning, August 19th. Judy Morse, Trinity County Supervisor, one of the four women who are on the Board of Supervisors out of five, and probably maybe the only Board of Supervisors in the state of California that's got four women on it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? Okay, when we left, you started to talk about marijuana. We've done a number of shows on it. We were getting letters from people that, I mean, literally, were just... It just almost brought, you know, I mean, it almost choked you up about mm-hmm. what was going on for, you know, older people that were stuck in the middle of this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I know you guys are right in the middle, but what's going on?
Well, as you mentioned, you had taken a tour. As incoming chair of the board last fall, I knew it was going to be a big issue for our board to handle. And, you know, the setup was just a perfect storm for it to explode up there. Back in, I think, 06, our sheriff at the time had asked our board to increase some limits, thinking it would help him take on more of the serious part of the issue on the under 215.
So it would be like from 12 to 100 or something?
I think it probably wasn't that much.
Yeah.
It was a 3-2 vote. Former Supervisor Morris voted against it, thinking it wasn't quite well thought out, and... Well, the problem was enforcement never really came after that request. And so the word got out, hey, you can do whatever you want. And then if you don't have if you don't have somebody watching the store on that, of course, things explode. And as you witnessed maybe last year, Hay Fork has been particularly hit over the last couple of years. So I've been very ingrained in the issue the last year and a half, knowing we're trying to use land use regulations in order to try and put some, you know, regulations in residential areas. So that's a remedy that we can use administratively. Of course, law enforcement is a whole nother situation. We have a new sheriff who, as he came into office in January, has seen and understand that it's just been a problem. People taking advantage of 215. I think, you know, Trinity County in 96, it was 20 votes off in favor of 215. Mm-hmm. Most people looked at 215 as, oh, a couple plants next to your tomato plants.
I think that's what a lot of people, you know, Judy, I think a lot of people looked at it like that.
I did.
Not realizing, and people using it for medicinal reasons, and of course we can all snicker at that, but I think that's what people looked at. I think they had no idea that people are going to be from Southern California or other countries buying up land up here in Northern California just to grow hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of plants.
Exactly, and that's what happened. We have, in the last couple of years, quite a few people from other parts of the country have moved into not just our county, I suspect Shasta, Humboldt, the surrounding
area. We've seen on Craigslist, 215 friendly landlords looking, you know, we're looking for that, and with acreage that we can take care of your property and,
right,
and grow stuff.
Yeah. And so, and they don't understand the laws of 215. They think it means that it's legal in California. Of course, it's not. 215 is only a defense. They drive their stuff back across the country, and they get popped, and they're facing federal prison time, and they're shocked. So we've had that influx come in, just thinking people, you can grow here legally. And, of course, it has impact, as you have witnessed, to various neighborhoods.
Well, people we've talked to up there, I mean, this lady that was just, she's surrounded by plantations there in Hay Fork, and, I mean, she's crying. I mean, what can she do?
It's awful. People are, in some parts in their neighborhoods, feel very trapped.
Yeah. Our guest is Trinity County Supervisor Judy Morris. And Judy has, you've been on the Board of Supervisors how long?
January of 2009. I was elected in 2008.
Okay, in 2008.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So are you coming up for re-election here or not? Or let's see.
I will.
10? Yeah.
I will. 2012 is election year.
Probably that won't be too much of a problem.
You never know.
You never know.
You never take anything for granted.
Yeah. He's just pointing them because we have them.
Well, okay. I do have a quick question. Yeah. I know the state's been cutting back to state parks. Is the Joss House still open, do you know? Is it?
Very good question. I just have been involved in meetings on that. It is on the closure list. I'm lobbying heavily to help get it off the closure list. We're trying to look, and the Joss House Association's looking at another alternative to help raise some funds to keep it open. Currently, it is open. Park closures don't really start till next April. So okay. I encourage everyone to still come.
It would be such a loss.
It would be, for sure.
And you know what? There's just a, I mean, there's, Trinity County is beautiful.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and to have the problems that you all are facing, I mean, just, and it's, you're right, it was a perfect storm where all of a sudden it happened, mm-hmm. and then, and you're surrounded. And at that point, you probably didn't have a proactive law enforcement back then. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's the nicest thing I can say about him. Even some of the, the impact it's had on the environment and everything.
Which is
why I don't understand why environmentalists aren't in there up to their hips swinging a sword to try and try to protect what's going on in the environment here.
I was at a big meeting and trying to push that story to Outside Magazine. It's like, you know, you have folks hiking around camping.
Okay, let's talk about that when we get back, because, you know, we'll finish up on that, and then we'll go into the redistricting and a few other things. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Violence intensifies in the Gaza Strip one day after Israel says 8 of its citizens were killed by Gaza militants.
We saw Israel and Gaza militants trading missile fire. One missile fired from Gaza landed at a religious school, injuring another 10 Israelis. Mid-Friday afternoon, there seemed to be a lull in the missile fire from Gaza as both sides looked to see when this would end.
Fox's Leland Vitter near the Israel-Gaza border. More unpredictability on Wall Street today, keeping investors in doubt.
Part of me wants to take it out and go into stable, but at this point, I have to just ride it out.
One man in New York watching the ups and downs. Plenty of both this morning. The Dow had opened up more than 100 points lower after shedding more than 400 points yesterday. Then it was on the plus side most of the past hour. Now the Dow is down 35 points. The S&P down 2. NASDAQ up 1. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale. Going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Yes, Linda Bott here and Carl, and of course our good buddy and of course supervisor of Trinity County, Judy Morris, is our guest. And I just ran over here really fast because of course we're packed and ready to go to Tehachapi. It's a genealogy update on the weekend. This portion of the show is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We have 75 degrees today, and also I want to remind you that the Red Fox Boutique is having its grand opening at 11 o'clock. Please say that you have listened to KCNR or on the spot, Linda Bott, whatever, however you want to say it. The first 100 people at 11 o'clock are going to get a free gift. And those of you who mentioned the radio station, and they're right next to the Bead Man. I love it. In these times, somebody taking it and going, boom, I'm opening my business.
I understand.
So
this is a great boutique.
Hats
too.
Off to yeah. you. And Judy, wow, I just had to come and say hi.
Thank you. So good to see you.
You too.
It's been so long.
So proud of what you're doing. And, you know, of course, Carl, you said, I got to get this in too. So I just thought, gosh, we only have a few minutes left here.
Well, we just wanted to talk about, just to finish up on the marijuana, is this something that you're all going to be, I mean, do you see like a light at the end of the tunnel or anything?
I do. We've been working very hard, as well as our planning commission, working on some land use regulations. We have a temporary moratorium on certain general plan zoning designations. I see our new sheriff has been going after those who have been abusing 215 in terms of cultivation. He had a huge bust last week. Another bust just went down last night. So I think...
Giving
the people the word. The feds are very well aware of what's coming out of Trinity County.
Well, you know, this is kind of interesting, is that all of a sudden we're starting to see things from the feds after they mm-hmm. had caused this with their hands-off approach. You know, at least there was... You know, before, at least it was kind of like, hey, we can come in there. But when you said that, we're going to leave this to the state, it's kind of...
Well, and I think their message got misinterpreted to one side's advantage. You know, they said, if you're following 215... and following the rules, hands off.
Right.
But if you start blowing it, we're coming after you. And they just reissued a new memo, the Attorney General, I think it was Attorney General Cole. The first memo that came out was the Ogden memo. And that's where people got really confused on it.
Right.
But they reiterated their stance. You can't be exploiting 215 for profit, which a lot of folks have been doing. And I will say there are people in Trinity who do try to follow the spirit of 215. And so I don't want to broad brush everybody, but we have seen a lot of folks who are taking advantage under that state law.
Okay, let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine, John.
I guess Linda completed the packing. You're ready to go?
We're ready to go. It's all done. Pictures and CDs and everything ready for to share with the family we have not met. But anyway, so that's...
The one you haven't met?
Oh, we've got friends, cousins coming out of Colorado that are from my dad's side of the family that are bringing in. We're just doing a whole genealogy.
You probably saw them on YouTube. They were using their feet to stop their car.
We've been able to go back three to 1600s.
Are you hooking up in Sacramento?
No, we're in Tehachapi.
Oh.
We're driving 7.5 hours, so we're out of here at 9. So
taking the bike?
No, I don't think my butt can handle that long.
And you know, John, when we go on a trip like this, is that luckily we have a bunch of great friends.
We
that
do
always
have our
come
go
in.
Bag.
Yeah, we always have a bunch of great friends that come in and, you know, stay at the place, take care of Elk Killer, and all that. You know, it's just, you know, so it kind of works out for everybody.
We're,
you know,
covered. The fortress is covered.
Yeah, everybody's there.
And, you've got a great support group.
I do. You know,
and you're one of them.
And they're the three pistol champion of the North State, so it's pretty good. So.
Now, I'm sure you're calling with a question for Judy.
I do have a question for Judy. First of all,
I feel
Judy,
like I'm on a dating game.
We've chit-chatted enough. Huh?
Let's get down to facts. Okay.
Where are you from?
Well, congratulations on your recruiting efforts up there. You got Paul Hooser, you got a new sheriff, and you guys are just going great guns. It sounds like Trinity County is getting ready to explode and become the new center of culture for this entire northern state. What's up with that?
In terms of, the new sheriff, for sure, Bruce is doing, he's had quite a crazy 8 months when he got elected. And we're still in a recruitment process. Paul, of course, is our new executive director for the public utility company. We're at the county level still in process.
A great guy, by the way.
You stole him away.
Yes. I'm looking forward to meeting him. I've met their interim, John Fighter? Yes. Mm-hmm. So he's been working at the utility company for the last couple weeks, and we're working on a land exchange together with them. So he's been wonderful to work with, and then I'm looking forward to working with Paul.
We've always found that Paul has he's been on our show several times, and he may not always agree with what he says, but
he's a real gentleman.
He's a gentleman. He is a straight speaker, and also
and snappiest dresser around.
He will explain to everybody, and everybody goes, "Wait a minute, we've had a great hydro year. How come the rates keep going up?" And he points back to AB 32.
That's the one about the
green law here.
I'm more familiar with the other green law than at the moment AB 32.
Yeah,
I've been really immersed in that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Judy, if you don't mind, and I always use familiar terms, so don't be offended. But this being part of the green golden triangle up here. And you guys are a major part of it. I don't see that changing. Enforcement, I think, is going to continue, and I hope that it is directed towards these illegal immigrant farms that are being grown on federal property, and that you guys keep after it as you are, because that is polluting our forests, polluting our lifestyle, and keeping the locals from making money.
Well, that's true. I don't know if you're aware of this, but six counties were engaged in a big operation in the Mendo Forest. We have a part of the Mendocino Forest that hits our county called Full Court Press, and that happened in mid-July. And they, I think if my memory serves me correctly, pulled 600,000 plants, a ton of piping. The environmental damage that was found is just amazing.
Enormous.
But what we're also finding is folks, whether they're illegal or they're coming from other parts of other states, from setting up shop on the federal land, they're trying to find the cheap private land, thinking the laws are different, they can get away with something and not be hit by the federal law. So we're trying to hit it on all fronts. With limited resources, that's
the
problem.
Well, I know you've got limited resources because President Obama is indemnifying the illegals so that they can grow and giving them subsidies for the crops. So what can I say?
I haven't heard that one.
I'm just exaggerating.
John makes a statement. Doesn't necessarily mean it's every part is true. We got to run, John. We got to take a break.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, John.
You bet. Thanks, John. Okay, hey, look, we got to take a break here. Trinity County Supervisor Judy Morris is our guest. When we come back, we want to talk redistricting. We want to talk about the future up there of Trinity County, and you know, and what Judy sees coming up here in the next few months or next year. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, and also this is North Star Sessions that is going to be appearing at Anselmo Vineyards Saturday night at 6 p.m.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
One, pick up the phone. Two, make a little call. Three, Budget Blinds is there and no time at all.
Hi everyone, this is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the Blind Guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:46 in the morning, August the 19th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time. It's off of Athens Avenue. It gives great haircuts, great conversation. You know, people aren't there trying to blow dry your hair. They're there to give you a haircut. They give discounts for veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. Okay, I got to throw that out. It's man's last stronghold. It's written on the window. I'm saying that because the Trinity County Supervisor, Judy Morris, who is our guest and our friend, has come in here and told me that it's a four-woman supervisory board, the first in the state. And cool. Was it Yeager?
Supervisor Yeagle.
Mm-hmm. Supervisor Yeagle. I can imagine at times he feels like he's walked into a buzzsaw. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great people. Judy, welcome back.
You're going to live on that for a while.
Because I know Supervisor Yeagle. He took me on my tour through the through the marijuana, jungle. And we talked. We've had him on the show. It sounds like you're facing that. One of the things, let's hit redistricting real fast and then go into how people in Trinity County voted to raise their taxes and why. And I think it's a great example of how taxes...
And understanding the why.
Understanding why taxes are raised and how come people voted for it. Okay, redistricting. It looks like you're going to be kind of like moving over a little bit to the coast.
We are. Now, we've been split in half since 201, roughly. We've had Assembly Member Patty Berg and most recently Assembly Member Wes Chesbro as our assembly member for the last 10 years, and they've been from the coast. Assembly member was very helpful, Assembly Member Berg, in our hospital transition, which we'll get to in a second. And, of course, Assemblymember Chesbro has been very helpful on the VLF issue that we talked about earlier. So we've kind of been split with Senator LaMalfa, or Onnestad, in the recent past, as our state senator, mm-hmm. with, of course, Congressman Herger as our congressperson. So, but we are going to the coast. I was thinking we would inherit Congressman Thompson as our new congressman, who is really well aware of our issues in Trinity County, natural resource issues, and mm-hmm. Just the landscape up there, since he's been handling Humboldt and Mendocino along the coast. However, his district got cut up a bit, and so his district is going to move more toward the Napa-Sonoma area. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be an open seat for that congressional seat, and so I don't know what we'll get now. I mean,
a U.S. congressional seat.
It's an open seat now, and so I know
this upcoming election.
Yeah, I know a few people who are throwing their hats in, but I always worry and want to protect Trinity County and make sure whoever's in office understands our needs of what we need for services, our landscape, our issues. So I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
But you also probably have a circle of people that you would think could really do a phenomenal job as representing Trinity County in that.
Yeah, I do. I think the names I've seen thrown out, I've worked with them. Some of them have been supervisors, so they're good, solid people. I just want them to really understand what our needs are in Trinity County.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about raising taxes and why that's good. Yeah, I'm serious, and why that was
did
good.
Did your audience just leave?
How that worked for the people in Trinity County.
Absolutely. Calling about our guest, Trinity County Supervisor Judy Morris.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Join us this summer at Wind River Casino and play the Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Giving away over $20,000 in prizes, Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The reward are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, September 29th, where you can ride off on your very own 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Win a motorcycle that moves you. For more information on Wind River's Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy from Redding Harley-Davidson. It's better on the river.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs, Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people. Espresso Joe's with great coffee, fine walk-in humidor. Joe and Shelly help our community. They help veterans. Veterans get discounts there. They're great people.
Don't forget, next Thursday, the 25th,
that's right.
Mark your calendar. It's a free cigar night, and that's going to be a very cool event with your cigar experts.
Yeah, from Oliva.
Oliva.
Cigars, and they're going to have a lot of, it's no admission to get in, and they're going to talk a lot about cigars, have great prices, and all those things. That's Tobacco and Brew next Thursday night. Okay, our guest, Trinity County Supervisor Judy Morse. Okay, we've talked about redistricting marijuana. You raised taxes in your county, and people cheered. Tell us how that worked.
Well, you know, it was for our health care district. If you recall, back in 04, 05, we had a county hospital. It's when my husband was on the board, and it was really draining the coffers of the county general fund. But we, the folks in Trinity County, didn't want to lose their hospital. At the time, our public utility district jumped in to help manage and transition it into a special health care district, which required the vote of the people to do that and also tax themselves, which they did in, let's see, 05, I believe. 05, 06 was the first round. It was supposed to be for 5 years. At $100 per developed parcel. It's a little less if it's undeveloped. So that came due again. Time to go back to the people, ask, will you please pay another $100 a year? And they did. Folks in Hayfork, folks in Lewiston, Junction City, within that special health care district, not the whole county is in that district.
Right.
And they just passed it in June. The same amount of money in order to help sustain and keep that hospital open and located for, you know, we have a very large senior population, very large veterans population,
yes.
Plus our tourists that come through the county. So it helps our newly rebuilt mill, if you recall in 09,
it caught fire and burnt,
and we're so grateful the owners there decided to reinvest in our county.
Yeah, they stayed in. They stayed in.
So that the hospital helps them, too. So so that's what the people of Trinity County in that special district boundaries did in early June, was pass that for another 5 years.
Now, see, here's something I understand,
mm-hmm.
is that I'm going to raise my taxes $100 a year to keep my hospital. I know that my money goes to my health center.
Mm-hmm.
See, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that at all. But if you told me part of that $100 was going to go someplace else because people made lifestyle choices, and I would have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. But what you all have up there is something the community got together as a community and said, we need this, and you know what, we're going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. You know, Judy, that is a super thing. What do you see, and we've just got like 3 minutes mm-hmm. left. Give us like a minute and a half of what's the big thing on your horizon right now?
Well, of on a positive note,
yes.
I've been on the board. One of my passions, when I have time for it, is to really try and lay down high-speed internet fiber throughout the county. I think that will be a helpful economic
wow.
engine.
Absolutely.
It won't replace everything, but it's another recruitment tool for people who want to perhaps leave the city. They're in the creative business. They want to edit audio, film. People want to telecommute back to the Bay Area. High-speed fiber will help you, broadband will help you do that. We have some, you know, internet connection. We are above landline, of course,
yeah.
but not quite the speed that I'd like to see. So we've received some grant money through a private-public partnership, and construction has begun along Highway 36. That's the first phase. So
yeah.
you know, that's not going to help us tomorrow, but it's laying some groundwork for
absolutely
the future.
It makes sense for economic development, and it is present and future. We can see what just happens with Facebook.
Right.
Right. Well, you know, Judy, thank you so much for being here. We can't tell you enough.
Thank you for having me. It's been way too long.
Well, it has been too long, and we're going to have you back down here on a regular basis. Cause,
tell us what's happening in Trinity County.
We've been redistricted. Y'all are so close. We're just like, we're all family here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you again so much for being here. On Monday, Dr. Doug McConnell is going to be here. We're going to be talking also French Gulch Days. But Dr. Doug McConnell is going to be talking healthcare and a couple other issues that's going on that's impacting on our medical industry, on the people in our medical industry, not just on the government side, but on the people, and then on the people in the medical industry, and then, of course, on the patients in the medical industry, which is, all of us.
And we're going to share with you, of course, what's happened over the weekend in Tehachapi and what happens when you start looking up your heritage and find out just exactly what's happened in your different, your upline or your downline, whatever you want to call it.
I'm not sure we want to look too far in your upline. Okay? I mean, I know what the downline looks like. I'm just not too sure about the upline on
it's
the snow.
It's fascinating, I can tell you right now.
Okay, well, we hope everybody has a great weekend. Next week, we have a lot of people on. We're going to have Assemblyman Nielsen, Senator Lamoffis, Senator Gaines. It's going to be a big week to be talking about what's going on in our North State. Carl and Linda Bott.